Parsha Zohar, the Medrash state, Ein Mekabel in Gerim, Me'amalik. It's Mechilto that says that even though we're Mekabel Gerim from every Ummah, but from Amalek we're not Mekabel Gerim. Dovid the Melech, Tako, killed a Ger Amaleki because the Geris, Lechora was not Chal. We're not Mekabel Gerim from Amalek. V'yim Kain, Dovid Melech killed the Ger Amaleki. However, there's a kasha. Shtei in Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadi Vov, and Gittin Daf Nun Zayin, Mibnei Bonov Shel Homon, Lomdu Bibnei Brak. Shtei in Gemara, that the literal grandkids, but the Doros Haboim Achar Homon, they learn Torah in Bnei Brak. L'chora, how could that be? We know that we can't teach Torah to Goyim, and Mistama, the Gemara doesn't mean that they were Goyim and they learned on their own. Pashtus is they were Yidden Gemurim. The Gemara says Kamani or Shmuel Barshilas. It was a Yid Gemur. It was a Jew. How were Bnei Haman able to misgayer? Ein Mekavlin Gerim Me'amalek. Now, the Rambam Lamaisa never brings this Mechilta that we're not Mekavlin Gerim from Amalek. The Rambam, in fact, there's the Yukim that he holds that we are Mekabel Gerim from Amalek. It's quite Mefurish in Hilchos Melachim, and even in the Surei Bia, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Yud Zayin, he mentions that we take Gerim from every Ummah, and they become a Yisrael Gamor, except for certain Ummos, even though we are Mekabel them as Gerim, there's an Isra Lovo Bekahal, until a certain amount of Doros for each Ummah, Kfi Shehu. Aber Amalek is not mentioned there, and the Mashmos is that we're Mekabel Gerim from Amalek. Efshar that the Makor of the Rambam to be Cholik on this Mechilta is from our Gemara in Sanhedrin and Gittin, that Mibnei Bonov Shel Haman Lamdu Bibnei Brak, that he saw from that Gemara that we are Mekabel Gerim from Amalek. Aber Lididon, the Mechilta, the Pashtus of Mechilta, how will we Shtim this Mechilta with the Gemara that Bnei Banav Shel Haman Lamdu B'Bnei Brak? There is Taka Agirsa, that's Mibnei Banav Shel Naaman Lamdu B'Bnei Brak. V'im Kain, there's no Kasha. The Girsa is from the grandkids of Naaman learned in B'Nei Brak, but not from Haman. And Im Kain, it has no Shaychas to us. Lefi our girsa that bnei bano shel haman lamdu bbnei brak lechora tzakasha ein mekablin gerim me'amalek. Now Agav, first let's be mevarer. How do we know that Haman was from Amalek? So in Gemara Megillah Daf Yud Gimel we see that the Gemara is miyaches Haman straight back to Agog, who was from Amalek, and that's Mefurish. And there is a pshat that that's the reason why in the Megillah there's a specific hedgesh. It's mudgash kama pa'amim. It says Haman ha'agagi. Why does it keep saying Haman ha'agagi? Laharos, that he was a Vadai Amaleki, that no one should have any questions about it, that he certainly was from Amalek, to prove this point that he certainly was from Amalek. In fact, the Targum on Esther in Perek Hey is Miyaches Haman Ben Achar Ben back to Amalek, Ayin Sham for all of the Doros. However, it's interesting to note that in the Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Tov Reish Dalet, the Chinuch is discussing Mitzvah's Krisas Zaro Shel Amalek. The Minchas Chinuch says, what about Bizman Hazeh? He says, Bizman Hazeh, the Mitzvah of Krisas Zaro Shel Amalek is not Nogeya, because Sancheiriv was Mevavel Kol Ha'umos, so everyone's mixed up, so we don't know who is from Amalek anymore, so there's no Mitzvah L'Hachri Zaro Shel Amalek. So what would be with Haman? Haman came after Sancheiriv. So you have to say there is some sort of yidiyah bevadai, like the Targum, that there's a specific yachas from Haman going back to Amalek, even though for the rest of the Ummah, we say Sancheriv was mevabal the Ummos. Lamaisa, we do find in the Rishonim a chiddush. In the Sefer Yerayim, and in the Mordechai in Yevamos, we find that they say that even though Sancheriv was mebabel kol ha'umos, but Amalek, he wasn't mebabel. Sancheriv did not mix up the nations as far as Amalek is concerned, so Amalek is amud bimkomam. We do know who the Amalekim are according to them, at least in as much as we don't say that Sancheriv was mebabel the umos. And Rav Moshe Sternbach, Amod and Muzmanim, Kuf Samech Dalin, he is Medayik in the Rambam. That this Diuk in the Rambam also, that the Rambam holds that Sancheriv was not Mebabel, the Ummah of Amalek. So, Imkain, Lefizeh, the mitzvah of Krisa Zaro Shel Amalek is Amud Vikayam Bizman Hazeh as well. And in fact, we do find specific ma'asim regarding the mitzvah of Krisa Zaro Shel Amalek. It's known, the ma'asa with the Chasam Sofer, that he was Mesayim Shas at a young age, and Rav Nosson Adler told him he should have a tainus for a couple of days, and he was davening Shmona Esrei, there was a certain person who came to hit him, attack him, and when Chasam Sofer finished davening, he hit him back and he killed him. And I think Rav Nosson Adler told him he was Mekayim Macho Timcha Zecher Amalek. Also, just to say a few ma'asim that I'm familiar with, Rav Yitzchok Mivolozhin, there's a ma'asa that he went in to the Russian government, whatever it is, to ask for a certain favor. And there was a little boy then, Nicholas the First, who was being Mivaza, Rav Yitzchok Volozhin, and whoever was with him. And Rav Yitzchok Volozhin said that he had a Kabbalah from the Gra, from Rav Chaim Volozhin, Mishim HaGra, about what the Ummah looks like, different elements of the Partsuf, and that this kid is a Amalek, and Kachavi Uvdo, that he did Rishus to Klal Yisrael. And similarly, when Rav Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld, when William came to Yerushalayim, everyone greeted him and said the bracha when you make on when a melech comes to town. But Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld said Germany is Safek Amalek, that's also his Kabbalah from the Gra, so he didn't make the bracha. Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita is a Maisa. I don't remember the Pratim, but there was someone who, there was a Frum Yid who he ran over somebody, he killed somebody in his car, by accident of course, and he was very worried. He went to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and Rav Chaim Kanievsky said he was an Amalek. He was an Amaleki. And that was the Maisa Hastuma. But later on, I don't remember the Pratim, but he went to, I think he went to buy a house, and there was a strange picture with a lot of Nazis, maybe even Hitler, Yimach Shemo. And he was talking with the owner about it, who said that his son died in a car crash. Kids are instead over the Pratim, it was clear that this person who he killed was Taka from Amalek. It's also interesting to note that the Chavetz Chaim, when he would want to see if a pen would work or not, he would write the word Amalek and then cross it out to see if it works, and that would be a kiyum of Timchat Zecher Amalek. hopefully he wouldn't just write the words Amalek, and then before he could cross it out, stop working. But that was that's how the Chafetz Chaim checked if pens worked. But Lemaisa, back to the topic, the question is, how, now that we know that Haman was from Amalek, Beofen Vadai, so how are we Mekabel B'nei Bonov B'nei Brak if we're not Mekabel Gerim from Amalek? So the Emek Brocha, he asked this Kasha, he's one of a few that asked this Kasha. He says, Ein Mekablin is a din l'chachila. Ein Mekablin Gerim Me Amalek is a din of Macho Timcha Zecha Amalek. Where do we ever find that Geirus should not work? So it must be that it doesn't mean that the Geirus is not Chal, even Bidi Evid. It's just Ein Mekablin Gerim, because before you're Mekabel him, Be'etzem you should kill him. Now Bidi Evid, if for whatever reason you didn't kill him, and either he tricked you didn't know, and Bezdin was were Megayer him, then the Geirus would be Chal. But L'chachilo, we should not Megayer them. In which case, we'll have to say that when it comes to Bnei Banov Shel Haman, L'chora, the Bezdin didn't know that they were Amalekim, whichever door were, did the Geirus, L'chora, Bezdin didn't know. Or if they did know, you have to know what the Maisa was and why didn't they kill him. And it's also interesting to note that you have to figure out what's the role of Kabbalah's mitzvahs. You have to know exactly what is Kabbalah's mitzvahs as far as Geirus is concerned, because what happens when this Ger HaMaleki, when he wants to be a Yid, he's Mekabel the mitzvahs, and he's going through the mitzvahs, and he sees that there's a mitzvah called Kriyas Zarah Shel HaMalek, or a mitzvah of Mechames Zion Amamin. HaMalek is Bechlal. So we have to kill out the Amalekim. So what's the pshat that they're Mekabel the mitzvahs, and at what point is the Geirus Chal? In other words, when does he have to start keeping the mitzvahs in relation to the Chalos Geirus? Because if he sees that one of the things on the list is Kriyas Zarah Shel HaMalek, then basically he should have to kill himself. Unless he runs to do the Geirus. How does that work exactly? It's definitely Tzarech Iyun. Also, another teretz to the Kasha I saw is we have in Megillah, Rashi brings in Tesvav, and Sigmar and Tezayin, that it's clear that Haman was an Eved to Mordechai. Mordechai references that Haman sold himself to be an Eved to Mordechai. Im Kain, Lachor, that should be, there should be a Hafka'a from Amalek. Haman should no longer be from Amalek, that should be a Hafka'a from the Yichus. In which case, Bnei Banav Shel Haman is not Bnei Banav Shel Amalek, because he became an Evan. So that would be another potential teretz l'chora. And one should not think that this is comparable to Zayin Amamin, the Hainu, when it comes to the Shiva Umos, that we say Lo Sechaya Kol Neshama, you have to kill them out. And the same token, we still are Mekabel them as Gerim. Don't tell me that by Amalek, what's Shver, we have to kill them out, and yet we're not Mekabel them as Gerim. So how can you tell me the reason we're not Mekabel them as Gerim is because we have to kill them out? We also have to kill out the Shiva Umos. But Lechora, it's different, because there are cases where you do accept the Shiva Umos. It's a whole sugya, if that which Lo Sechaya Kol Neshama, that you have to kill out Shiva Umos, if that's referring to the to Be'eretz Yisroel, if that's even by Chutz La'aretz, if that's before the Muhammad, after the Muhammad, there's different pratim, different halachas over if and when we're Mekabel them, in which case when Lo Sechaya Kol Neshama doesn't apply, that could be the case of when we're talking about that we do accept the Shiva Umos as Gerim. Mash Enkin Amalek, we never accept Machot Timcha Et Zecha Amalek. Mrs. Krisa Zarsh Amalek always applies. In which case, Lechora, that's where the Kasha was, that we should not be able to accept them as Gerim. And that we have our answer that maybe Chal B'Dieved, or the other answer that maybe Haman would be different because he's no longer from Amalek after he was an Evan. Now, this year specifically, regards to Parsha Zachar, so it's a Shnasa Ibor. So it's been 13 months since we read it last. If the mitzvah of Kriyas Parsha Zachar, let's assume for a moment, is once a year, so the kasha should be obvious. If we're not going to read Zachar until Adar Sheni, how were we Yotze? How do we not Mivatal Mitzvah Zachira when we did not, when it's been 13 months? Like, or we went a full year without Mitzvah Zachiras Amalek.